but I spent 41 years in the corroded rectum of the two-party system. And I saw this up close. Anybody out there who thinks that the ruling elite in Washington, D.C., or Malibu, or Manhattan, or Hollywood do not engage in drug-fueled orgies is out of their mind. And all of those in the media and in the Congress who are now attacking Madison Cawthorn, stop and ask yourself, why are they doing that? Who are they covering for? Or is it themselves? I can tell you firsthand that these parties happen. I can tell you that they continue to happen. I can tell you that Madison Cawthorn told me yesterday that he had not retracted what he said, even though Kevin McCarthy seems to have popped up and is speaking now for the member of Congress, saying, oh, he admitted that he made. No, I don't think he's admitted anything of the kind. I don't think he's admitted embellishing or retracted anything he said. Alex, he spoke the truth, which is why I wanted to come on with you today and say that.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number three. Roger Stone joins us. We have seen Madison Cawthorn, the Republican congressman, come out and say that he was invited to orgies and cocaine parties. Well, I mean, I've got stacks of articles, L.A. Times, New York Times, about orgies and cocaine parties in D.C. Roger Stone was one of the top lobbyists ever. He was at, obviously, some of those parties. He's reformed and, you know, obviously a Christian. But he's been honest about all that. He never really hid it. None of this was underage people or anything. But he hasn't retracted his statements. The media is spinning this. So Orgygate is what Roger Stone is calling it. Roger?
Alex, you're absolutely right. The reason I wanted to come on today is to bear witness for Madison Cawthorn, who is being accused of telling the truth. Look, I was in Washington, D.C. I was part of the ruling elite. I lived there for 41 years. I had one of the most successful lobbying firms in American history, and I had a front seat. I would say that I spent 41 years in the corroded rectum of the two-party system, and I saw this up close. Anybody out there who thinks that the ruling elite in Washington, D.C., or Malibu, or Manhattan, or Hollywood do not engage in drug-fueled orgies is out of their mind. And all of those in the media and in the Congress who are now attacking Madison Cawthorn, stop and ask yourself, why are they doing that? Who are they covering for? Or is it themselves? I can tell you firsthand that these parties happen. I can tell you that they continue to happen. I can tell you that Madison Cawthorn told me yesterday that he had not retracted what he said, even though Kevin McCarthy seems to have popped up and is speaking now for the member of Congress, saying, oh, he admitted that he made. No, I don't think he's admitted anything of the kind. I don't think he's admitted embellishing or retracted anything he said. Alex, he spoke the truth, which is why I wanted to come on with you today and say that.
Well, you know, Roger, there's just so many examples of this. And Barney Frank with underage call boys at his D.C. townhouse and just all of it. I mean, the idea that this isn't going on is just preposterous.
Well, look, I you said it at the beginning, and I won't run away from it. I was a libertine in my days in Washington, so I attended some of these parties. Cocaine, no, it wasn't for me. But today, I have reaffirmed my faith in Jesus Christ. That's why I feel the power and the strength to speak out and tell the truth. That's why I'm unafraid to tell you the truth. Now, I know that I'll be mocked for coming on and saying this. I know I'll be attacked for, you know, for the life that I abandoned when I was a high roller in Washington, D.C., and anything I wanted was available to me. I'm a different person today. I was saved. I was saved from being in a blood and feces infested gulag called the federal penitentiary system. I didn't die in a fetid Georgia prison like Robert Mueller and his thugs wanted to, only through the healing power and the strength of Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm able to say today, without fear of being attacked, because we'll be trending on Twitter as soon as we go off this broadcast, the instant that you move on, it'll be all over the place. But I know firsthand that Madison Cawthorn is telling the truth, and he needs to be given the benefit of the doubt. And I think you have to question why Kevin McCarthy is so anxious to cover this up. Why is he so anxious to silence this junior member of Congress? Why are all these rhinos jumping out of the woodwork attacking him? What are they hiding? What do they have to hide? Were they at some of these parties? Is that, that's my question for them.
Well, we also know, doesn't McCarthy live with another man? And they have like a model of the White House together and they like pose as the president in there?
Well, he is. It is alleged that he lives with a pollster, a Republican pollster I don't think much of, who's got the worst toupee I've ever seen in my entire life. So, yeah, that's kind of weird. And then the question is this pollster on the payroll of the House Republican committees somewhere, the House Republican campaign committee? So, but look, I'm not here to attack other people and their lifestyle choices, but I am here to defend Madison Cawthorn because I think he is telling the truth. And now, like a ton of bricks, the political establishment is seeking to discredit him. Why would we believe CNN when they say, oh, McCarthy said that he admitted making the whole thing up? I want to hear from the congressman himself. I don't want to hear Kevin McCarthy's version of what he says Madison Cawthorn said, or Steve Scalise, for that matter. I want to hear what the congressman said. He texted me yesterday telling me he had not retracted or backed down in any way, and I choose to believe him. I know firsthand that these parties happen, and I know who's attending them. It's bipartisan, trust me.
And that's really how they control people, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is what the Jeffrey Epstein scandal was all about. It's about blackmail. And that's why there is such a rush to denounce and discredit Cawthorn, because they're afraid of what he knows. What if he does start saying who it was he saw, or who it was who invited him, or who it was that he knows attended these drug-fueled parties that he alleges? So he has truth on his side, and that makes him very, very dangerous to the political establishment.
Well, that's right. And look, I mean, I can tell people, not that I'm Mr. Hollywood, but that's what goes on. People that have already had everything, done everything, they want to push the envelope. And I mean, that's pretty much par for the course, swinger clubs, orgies, drugs. That's going on all over. So the fact they're trying to deny this, and all he said on a podcast is, hey, it's just like House of Cards. I've been invited to it. It's real. I mean, that's a fact. He had a super hot wife, too. I mean, what do you think people are going to do? I mean, this is ridiculous. I've been invited to these things. I haven't gone to them because I don't want to be, you know, whatever, blackmailed, or I'm not into that. I'm, you know, happy. But I mean, I've been invited not just to those. I've been invited to the really weird stuff, not with kids or anything, but with the whole occultic stuff. So I can tell you, folks, the Eyes Wide Shut things go on as well.
There's no question. And therefore, the people watching InfoWars, the InfoWarriors, need to realize that Madison Cawthorn's the guy telling the truth. And all these rhinos who are moving to discredit him and smear him and belittle him, and threatening to remove his committees, this is because they have something to hide. It is so obvious. It's so logical. Don't listen to anything CNN says. CNN wouldn't know the truth if they fell over.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, but aren't they even dumber to attack him? They should have just ignored this.
I totally agree with that. I spoke to a reporter from the New York Post a little while ago, and she made exactly that point. It's because they are so vulnerable. They're so hysterical, because if he starts to name names, it would go all the way to the top. And that is exactly what they fear.
Roger Stone did nothing wrong. Find everything on his great website. He's got a lot of them. Which website you want to plug, Roger? And I got another question, because I know you got to go. I want you to come back tomorrow about January 6th. That is really ripened now. They're announcing new indictments, garbage, going after Trump. They're saying on May 20th, or even putting dates on it. I want you to come back tomorrow and talk about that. But just, where do people find all things Roger Stone?
Best place to go is stonecoldtruth.com. I've got a new piece there, because the report of the January 6th committee says that Peter Navarro, one of the president's White House aides, told Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to call Roger Stone in the days prior to January 6th. Problem with that, Alex, is I've never talked about it, Mark Meadows, in my life. Never communicated with him in any way. So they want to investigate something that never happened. It is outrageous. I'm still fighting for my life in six civil suits. People can go to stonedefensefund.com. God bless you if you do. We need the help. But, Alex, I will come back tomorrow to talk about the abomination that is the January 6th investigation. It is.
Well, sure, because I've told you privately what's going on, but now it's in the paper. I mean, you know, they called us a couple weeks ago, the Justice Department, not the committee, and said, we want you to come talk to us or we might up charges on Owen. That is criminal in my view. We have nothing. We've done nothing. This is just a nightmare.
Owen Schroyer did nothing wrong. I know that for a fact. We need to get those T-shirts out and up on the website. And now they're trying to use him as leverage to make people plead to crimes that they didn't commit or to admit something that they didn't do. Oh, now they're investigating the perfectly legal rally on the eclipse.
Roger, we'll talk to you soon. Come back tomorrow. I'm sitting there looking at the tank on InfoWars, almost empty. And then I've got a little reserve tank, and that's been taken down by one third. And so if you ever were going to buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com, if you ever were going to go to InfoWarsStore.com where it says support and click on that and then be a sponsor, make a donation. If you were ever going to step up, because a lot of you have already stepped up many times and I appreciate you. I'm talking to folks that have never bought a product, never given a donation, never spread a video, never supported the show. You're supporting yourself here. And this operation is critical to the future and where we're going, and I appreciate you all for your support, but I'm asking those that have never gotten a t-shirt or never gotten a book or a film or a shortwave radio or any of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have VasoBeats, it's so good for your cardiovascular system and your heart, and that's so important these days. It's back in stock, 40% off, and we have the Fizzy Magnesium, double magnesium, so good for your body, so good for post-workout and going to sleep at night. Doesn't make you sleep, but it really makes your sleep better. Just so much for your body. It's been sold out for 8 months. It's 25% off. We also have the amazing vitamin D3, highest quality vitamin D3 gummies that taste great. Children love them. Adults love them. Everybody should get theirs. 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And BioTris Selenium, sold out for like a year, I think. Highest quality from the mustard seed. Vital in all electrochemical activity. It goes like a horse and carriage with iodine. And so if you have either one of those or both of those deficiencies, you're screwed. So it's just as important as iodine. It's back in stock. $17.95 at 40% off. You will not find any deal anywhere close to BioTris Selenium. They got the synthetic selenium that's not even good for you. This is pure organic from the mustard seed, pure selenium. But I would tell you, take the allowance of it. Don't take extra. It's powerful. It'll do amazing things for your body, but it'll boost testosterone. So, men, if you take it, you might get ready to say bye-bye to your hair if you take more than you're supposed to. So it's that powerful. Selenium is powerful. It's 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it really comes down to that. And you guys have done such a great job. And I'm so thankful for your word of mouth, your prayers, your financial support. But I'm literally running around not able to even do the show because I've got to go make sure this is transferred and that's done and call this sponsor and get that money. And I mean, do you want me spending half my time keeping the gas in the tank or do you want me driving the race car? If you'll just keep that tank closer to full, I don't have to make these pit stops and, you know, basically or blow an engine. It's the best way to describe it. You just pray for us. You spread the word and you just buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And baby, we're going to win this race. OK, we're in the pole position, but there's smoke coming out and the gas tank's going down and you can magically fill that tank and I don't have to pull over, because that's what getting sponsorship is pulling over. I need the fuel now.